From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Capitol Hill is normally quiet in August, but this year the recommendations of the 9/11 Commission have some members of Congress taking a break from their summer break. Commissioners and their supporters say the current terror threat makes intelligence reform an urgent matter. They're pushing for quick adoption of their proposals. As NPR's Larry Abramson reports, there's still profound disagreement and confusion about just what's needed.
Today, it was Commissioner Bob Kerry's turn to sound the alarm. He told the House Government Reform Committee lawmakers need to act now and should not tolerate any bureaucratic foot-dragging.
If you find somebody saying, I don't want to yield privilege, I don't want to yield power, this is going to be too uncomfortable for me, I may no longer be chairman or whatever, then you've got an argument that you just have to turn to us, I think, probably, and say, you got to stoke the fire a little bit of the public so that we can do what we have to do.
If there were only a few truculent bureaucrats in the way, the process might be easier. Instead, lawmakers are learning that the commission's recommendations are more like utterances from an oracle that can be interpreted in many ways. The president has already announced his reading with proposals announced yesterday, and now lawmakers want their turn. First, Joe Lieberman, ranking Democrat on the Senate Government Affairs Committee, opened a hearing by saying the president had basically watered down the commission's most important idea.
The recommendation the president is making for the National Intelligence Director appears to lack the powers that the commission wants it to have, particularly the power over the budgets of the constituent intelligence agencies.
Other lawmakers agreed, so that issue will have to be hashed out with the White House. As to the 9/11 Commission's other key recommendation, creating a national counterterror center, members are still struggling to figure out just how this new entity would work. Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois asked a panel of top intelligence officials how this new body differed from the last effort to fuse intelligence capabilities into one cohesive unit.
I cannot see a dime's worth of difference between what the president endorsed yesterday and what TTIC did or was created to achieve over a year ago.
TTIC, the Terrorist Threat Integration Center, currently melds threat information from the FBI, the CIA, the Department of Homeland Security, and others. Durbin said the TTIC amounted to a pickup team of volunteers from other agencies, and he fears the intelligence center would just be a grander version. Philip Zelikow, staff director for the 9/11 Commission, said in his mind there are clear differences. For one, the new counterterror center would have more control over other agencies, including the Defense Intelligence Authorities.
And finally, the current TTIC is, of course, expressly forbidden from being involved in operations. But we believe, like the military and diplomats and people in finance and law enforcement, that the integration of analysis and action is essential to both.
But these are difficult concepts to digest quickly, and the intelligence experts called to testify seemed almost fearful of what Congress might do in its haste to change something. John Brennan, head of the Terrorist Threat Integration Center, questioned whether the current system is as broken as the commission said it was.
The system today works better than it ever has before. The status quo on 9/11 was certainly insufficient. Could it work better? You betcha. We can improve ourselves, and we need to, and that's why continuing to change and to go through transformation of government is important.
So before Congress can fix what's broken, lawmakers have to figure out what's working now and try to leave the good stuff alone. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.